You said blindness in part has fallen upon Israel. Lord, we come even like blind Bartimaeus. Our prayer, O God, our cry is that you might open our eyes.
Oh, yes.
That we might see you. Lord, we come today to cast away our garments. We cast away our knowledge of having seen you. We cast away the natural. I will ask, O God, that our eyes might be opened. We pray you might anoint our eyes with eye salve, that the eyes of our understanding may be opened, that we might see you. Lord, as I might take away this blindness, this deafness, this lameness, this flat nose, that we might see you afresh. We ask for a fresh revelation of Christ, even this evening. Lord, we come back to the drawing board. We ask you to show us your glory. Reveal yourself to us.
Amen.
And it will suffice us.
Amen.
This is our prayer today, O God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I believe God speaks to us in various ways. And I believe that in those songs that there is a clear speaking of the Lord. Last night, I was excited about the word, about seeking God, particularly from Job. And I believe that when we seek God, that we are going to find Him. Amen. Amen. In the scriptures, there are various examples of people who seek the Lord, of seeking God. And the question, well, I will ask, and I hope you will ask, is why do men seek God? Why do we have to seek God? Is it for material blessing or for spiritual blessing? In Hebrews 11, the scripture says that those who seek God must seek God with an understanding, that if they seek Him, they will find Him. And he goes on to say that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And I believe God is encouraging us to seek Him. To seek Him with a purpose, with a direction. In the Bible again, we find that there were many who we are seeking, but without the right purpose, without the right direction. God will want us and will have us to seek Him. There's a story you find in the book of Ruth. The story of two women, Naomi and Ruth. They were seeking God. If you go to the book of John chapter 4, you will also see another woman who was also seeking God. For it is that when we see God, sometimes we think we are looking for natural needs. But deep down in our hearts, there is a cry for the reality of God. In John chapter 4, the woman was seeking for God. There was a cry in her heart for God. And that cry drove her to five husbands. The woman in the Bible represents the church in one dimension, but in a much more higher dimension, it represents you. It represents you and I. I will encourage you to locate yourself in the scriptures. Do not look at the scriptures as a history book, but look at the scriptures as a story about you. And I want to ask you, what do you seek? You might be a student, you might be a housewife, whatever you may think you are seeking for life. This woman was looking for life, and she kept going from one source to the other. But there came a day when she had an encounter. And I pray this night might be your own night of encounter. She didn't know what she was looking for. And sometimes deep down in our hearts, we don't really know the purpose of our lives. She didn't know the purpose of her life. But God brought her to a point where she had a revelation. In Revelation chapter 1, the beginning verse says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to Jesus Christ." I want you to stop and think about it. How is it that Jesus Christ had to have a revelation of Christ? The revelation of Christ is that which we need to see, and is that which you need to see. It is different. It's not the revelation of a denomination or of a movement. It's not a revelation about knowledge. It is a revelation about a reality, a spiritual reality, about a person. And John had his own experience of seeing Christ. And when he saw Christ, the Bible says he was slain. He was slain. I want to encourage you to look up. I want to encourage you to rise up. God said to Joshua, if you turn to Joshua chapter 1, he told him, and I think that's the word that I was hearing last night, and I think that's the word for us again today. He said to him, "Now, Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise and go over this Jordan." When he arises, when he does make that response, there is a whole lot of steps that he was required to take. It is possible that you have not yet arisen. There was a prophetic word from Isaiah that said, "Arise, arise, shake yourself from the dust." You find that in Isaiah 52. That is the word I hear. God is saying, "Arise, arise." I don't know how to pass across the message, but there is a call to arise. One of the reasons why we need to arise is because there is a flood coming. You may find yourself already in that flood, and when the flood comes, the very thing that we think is a support is the very thing that will turn against us. The Bible says that the devil, he cast out a flood. It was a flood that came to him that he brought out against the woman. Remember, the flood is against the woman. And the word of God comes to us in dimensions. You might be thinking the flood, the woman speaks of the physical woman you are looking at. That is true. But the Bible also recognizes that there is another dimension that speaks about the woman, the church. But yet, there is yet another reality that speaks about the woman, the soul. So, the thing is, at what level are you? At what level is your reality of God? Is it at just the natural level? And even for that natural level, there is a warning to us. And I say to us, 9 months ago, the world was in a different situation until something came called ISIS. And it has changed the whole dimension of the world. Who knows what is going to come in 2015? Do you know? And the scripture says, if you have run with the footmen and they overcame us, what would you do with the spirits, with the horses? The footmen are on the earth. But God is speaking to his people. What is he saying? Arise. Arise. You cannot fight the devil on his territory. The territory of the devil is the earth. The woman on the earth has no chance. And the only help she could get was that she was given wings of an eagle. And that enabled her to rise from the earth. Amen. 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 It is time to rise. There is only one language in Zion today. What is it? Arise. Amen. There is only one language. Those who want to see God must see God with an understanding of what? Arising from the earth. Amen. Say amen now. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to know yourself. Genesis chapter 2 says that God made the earth. He took the earth and breathed into it. And what he created became a living soul. Why do you need to arise? You need to arise because you have a consciousness of two realities. Man has a consciousness of two worlds, of two realities. The first reality is that which he has seen. That is the natural. But there is a more evident and a more eternal reality of the spirit that man also has, that you also have. Let's read it in 1 Corinthians 15. I want to talk to us about the resurrection of the dead. Verse 42 says, so also is the rising up or the coming to life of the dead soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm reading your Bible for you. It says, so also is the resurrection. What is the resurrection of? Who is it that is being resurrected? It is the soul that is being resurrected. Amen. It is sown as a seed in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. That is the resurrection. Amen. What are you seeking? Why are you in this meeting? What do you seek? Jesus asked those people, say, whom seek you? What do you seek? Amen. Hallelujah. You say, it is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body. And there is a spiritual body. Amen. And so it is written that there are three Adams. Yes, you are surprised I said that. But there are three. Two make up one. So the first man was made, the first Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. How be it, that was not the first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthing. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall, and there must, And even right now, that reality is coming into place. That there will be a people that will bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. So, in Job, the man says, I will now begin to see God. So the question I want to ask you, I want you to ask yourself, what are you seeking? Whom seek ye? Amen. Because there is a measurement. At the end of the day, there is a measurement. What is the measurement? Corruption to incorruption. That we are measured according to our scale. Do you understand that there is a scale? It is sown in corruption. God is expecting incorruption. That is seeking God. Hallelujah. A man that is seeking God is a man that is pushing, pressing. What is he doing? He is casting off corruption and putting on incorruption in this earth. Hallelujah. I thought the hallelujah would be getting higher now. Amen. And he says, it is that is the path of resurrection of the soul. Amen. It is sown in weakness. But what is God expecting? He is expecting dunamis. Power, that word power is a very weak, very inappropriate word. Because it doesn't tell you what is going on. So God chose to use Greek because Greek is the only thing that represents what God has in mind. It means power that brings forth more power. Hallelujah. So the question is, who is it that is weak? The man that is weak is my soul. The man that is weak is my mind. The man that is weak is my emotion, my desire, my will, my desires. They are weak. But you see, God sowed it. God so allowed it. God so purposed that it will be sown in weakness. That is, the nature of the mind will be falling from the heights, from the highest dimension of light, of heaven, it will be brought down to the very, or not just the lowest, even beneath the earth. Amen. Because the Bible gives us the dimension, it gives us the measurement. It is called the four dimensions. That is the height, the depth. Man only deals with height. The God deals with their height and the depth. Hallelujah. The length and the breadth. Hallelujah. And in this full dimension of the soul that man has fallen down into, Romans tells us that it is God that subjected the creature to bondage. God knew that the soul will fall, that the mind will fall. Hallelujah. They say, how is it that he that descended, is the same that what? Ascended. Hallelujah. So Christ transcends all the dimensions. Hallelujah. What is he saying to you? He's saying, at whatever level you are, there is an ability in God to meet you where you are and to take you to where he wants you to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone who says, how far do you want to go? You say, you understand, when God says, seek my face, what he expects is to say, how far? How high? And how deep do you want us to go? Hallelujah. There is a prophetic one that is being given to us to seek God, to come to the reality. And that reality is the reality of the resurrection of the soul. The resurrection of Christ. That it works by the principle of harvest, the principle of the seed. The seed was sown, God is expecting a harvest. Hallelujah. Who determines how far the harvest will go? It is you. Because the scripture says, one star differs from another star in glory. He says, so is the resurrection of the dead soul. Let's go back to where we were reading. Verse 50 says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Let me try to break it down. When you read 1 Corinthians 15 from 38 up to 15, it is talking about life, the life of God, the Zoe of God. Amen. This life of God has three qualities. There are three qualities of this life of God. The life of God has three qualities. It talks about about corruption, it talks about weakness, and then it talks about glory. It talks about three qualities that make up the life of God. But put it the other way around, there are three dimensions of the life of God that has been sown into you and into my life. And God expects a harvest. And the first one is incorruption. The second one is power. Well, and then shame to glory. I think I'm mixing up. Let me just confirm that. Okay. The third one is honor, and then taking into glory. So it says dishonor and then glory. So the scripture does tell us that there are three dimensions of the glory of God that is to be brought forth in our lives. When a man comes into the world, he comes with a nature. He comes with a nature of a dead soul. Now, this dead soul is a seed that has been sown into the earth. I pray you'll try and follow what I'm trying to say. There is a seed that comes into the world. What is it? A dead soul. This dead soul is a seed. Or imagine it to be a plot of land. God gives you a plot of land that is not developed. You say it is yours. It is your inheritance. Amen. He says to you, your soul is a seed that is given to you. What is that seed going to bring forth? What is that land going to bring forth? Amen. Now, the soul has two realities. The soul has a reality of body. This body is a reality. In this body, there are senses. There are five abilities, five capacities that are given to this body, with which my soul uses to relate, to interact with the things on the lowest level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this thing called the body also has been given, God has also given it to somebody else. I want you to listen very well. This body has also been given to somebody else. Who has authority to the body? In Genesis chapter 3, what does it say? He told the devil that dust shall be your food. Yes. Amen. Are you listening to me? Okay. I want you to understand, brethren, that God gave your body and everything in this natural earthly realm was given to the devil as his food. Amen. So what is that reality? The reality is that when my soul decides, as was the case in Adam, to climb down to become interested on the things on the earth, it subjected itself under the control, or it came into the territory of an adversary. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a place in which the devil and man become one. Where is that place? It is the realm of the earth. The devil has dominion over this realm of the earth. Hallelujah. The devil has dominion and control. And he has been allowed of God to break it down, tear it up, and take out all the life of God that it can find in it. So that this world becomes a wilderness. A wilderness is a place where there is no patience, no love, no joy, no long suffering, no peace. Do you understand? Because it has been given over to the devil. So the devil is every day bringing forth his nature, his desire, his character upon this earth. And it is what I'm telling you, it's a spiritual reality. So if you look down the road, this earth will become more and more and more ungodly. The more ungodly it is, the more comfortable it is for the devil. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening to me? Hallelujah. So, let's make it practical. Even if I do not desire trouble, even though I wish for peace, but what did Jesus say? In this world, what will you have? Tribulation. Hallelujah. So, down the road, there's going to be more and more and more destruction. Hallelujah. Now, the reason why that is going to happen is because God has made a provision for you and for me. Amen. Within you also, there is another ability that God gave you, a spirit. And the spirit that is in you is given to you to give you the power to become God conscious. Hallelujah. The spirit in you looks up, reaches out toward God. Hallelujah. Okay, so in man, there are three things. The soul is in the middle, has a body, which is lower. And that body is in the territory of the devil. It is the food of the devil. But that's not all the news. The good news is that there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty brings understanding to it, gives it the ability to come alive to another reality, the reality of heaven. Amen. Amen. So this is our soul. Okay, we already have it here. Can I have some tissue to clean this? So we have the soul, in the middle of two realities. the reality of heaven and the reality of the world, the natural world. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Let me read 1 Corinthians 2, 9. It says, and as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. So, this soul is blind concerning God. So this is heaven. This is the heaven of God. Remember, we're talking about seeking God. So, can I ask you a question? How can you seek what you have not seen? Is there anybody that can seek what you have not seen? Hallelujah. So, man comes into the world not knowing who God is. So this is the spirit of man. And this is the body. But the verse 10 says, but God have revealed them unto us by his spirit. Amen. So you have something else here. The spirit of God. So you have the spirit of God. And this scripture is telling us that light comes into the soul, into your soul, by the ministry of the Spirit of God. Amen. So, no man can know the things of God except that which the Spirit of God brings to him. Now, supposing that man has a PhD, has gone to school. That kind of knowledge does not teach you, does not improve the reality of God within the realm of the soul. Remember, the Bible says that, Ecclesiastes says that when a man dies, this body goes down to the grave or returns to the dust. This spirit goes back to God. And then you have the soul. And remember what we are saying. This soul is a seed that has been planted. Hallelujah. You have a deposit of God. And I want to encourage you today to remember that at the end, God will ask you, what did you do with the deposit I gave to you? Amen. So the Bible says, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. What will happen there? That the works might be measured.
Amen.
What is going to be measured? What is the harvest of Christ that has been worked into my soul? Hallelujah. Say amen now.
Amen.
Don't you want to encourage me? If you say amen, I'll be more encouraged. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a measurement. I want you to understand, brethren. And all who seek God are seeking for a better resurrection.
Yes,
am I speaking to you?
Yes.
Do you seek a better resurrection?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Some people say, I want to go to heaven. Everybody will go to heaven. Every soul must appear in heaven for judgment. But the Bible says, you shall not appear before me empty. I wish, I beseech you by the mercies of God, do not go empty. Hallelujah. Like the man said yesterday, that we shall go in a full age, like a shock of corn. Don't you understand? That we shall come to full maturity of Christ. Hallelujah. There will be a measurement, and the measurement is the measurement of Christ. In every generation, men have been planted. Hallelujah. And in those generations, God has brought forth men. And in their life, there has been a measurement of Christ. John Wesley, Paul, you know their names. It's like, what was the measure of Christ in your life? Hallelujah. Because it says, one star differs from another star in glory. Hallelujah. So we are speaking about the revelation of Christ to the soul. Now, there is a very important instrument for this revelation. Who brings the revelation of Christ to my soul? Remember, this soul, when we talk of soul, we are speaking about the emotions, which is like a lion. So we are speaking about the nature of the lion. We are speaking about the desire. And that is the nature of the fallen man. And this fallen man has the nature of a creeping creature. Example, the serpent. So this is the creature of the belly. Amen. And then we are speaking about the mind, which is the nature of the ego, or the mind. And then we are speaking about the nature of the will, or the nature of the ox. These are the four natures that are in you. These are the four natures that have been brought into the world in you. Each one of us has a dimension of these four natures given to us. Hallelujah. And God says in Genesis 1, have dominion. Hallelujah. That is the commission you have. Every one of us has a commission. To do what? To tame the lion. To overcome the belly nature. The belly is the closest to the ground. It is bound. The serpent can never rise above the ground. It is a nature that is earth bound. It loves the ground. And there is a principle in the Bible called the Philistines. When you think of the belly, you must think about the Philistines. Because the Philistine means to wallow in the mud. Okay, it brings up something else, the nature of the pig. So we are looking at spiritual principles that are working in you and are working in me. Hallelujah. Say amen now. So when you say you are a Christian, you can see yourself on the board. That is, a Christian is someone who has embarked on a journey to overcome certain spiritual natures in him. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, you will be rewarded for overcoming, and you will not be rewarded for not overcoming. So it says, at the end of the day, some shall come to resurrection of good, others shall come to resurrection of evil. Amen. Which resurrection are you seeking? But I want you to know that some are seeking a better resurrection. They will not accept the lower resurrection. Are you in that group of people? Or are you in the, my God is good, oh, my God is good, oh, everything now double, double, oh, now double, double, oh. Hallelujah! The result is coming. Which one are you? Hallelujah. Remember, God has given you an empty land. God has made an investment of heaven in your soul. Hallelujah. He has given an investment of His Spirit in you, His nature in you. It is called basic soul. There is something called basic soul. It's just there. The lowest form of soul. It is a dead soul. The man is born into the world. He has a soul. He has a mind. He has emotion. It's just the lowest. Hallelujah. It has no life of God. Hallelujah. But you see, that's not all the story. The Bible says that basic soul, that dead soul, can be changed to the nature of a living soul. Hallelujah. And then, if it doesn't stop there, if he desires to go on to the fullness, then he becomes a spiritual soul, or a life-giving spirit. A spirit that lives solely by the life of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are three natures of this soul. Sorry, I'm still coming back to Philistines. Okay, maybe I should finish that one first. So, you have the dead soul, the living soul, and then the spiritual soul. Now, this is the order of the resurrection. Amen. You go from dead soul to living soul, and from living soul to spiritual soul. Those who want a better resurrection will not just be satisfied with being living soul. Because that's where Adam was. God made Adam a living soul. But Adam went one step lower and became dead. Hallelujah. Where he was cut off completely from God. When you become born again, you come to the level, you come up. But that's not where you want to be. Because that's where God wanted Adam to be. He says, you must eat of this tree of life. You must come to life. When we speak of life, we are speaking of those three qualities I mentioned. Dunamis. Dozer. They call it glory. Glory speaks of the measure of the quality of God's life. It is the highest. It is the highly exalted life. Hallelujah. It is a life that is full of glory, full of light, full of excellence, full of goodness, full of love, full of mercy, full of joy, full of happiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is joy that brings forth more joy. Don't you understand? It is a quality of life. Hallelujah. If the quality of your life is that when you have 10 naira in your bank account, you are happy. And then when there is no money in the back account, you are sad. Then it tells you where you are. You are of the lowest. Hallelujah. When there is no money, when you can always know when there is a problem in the back account. Because that's when brother and sister are carrying long face. I thought you would say amen. Okay, is there anybody in this room still? Are you people still not in this room? That's when you know. When the bank account has gone dry, that's when you know Hallelujah. Because the joy is dependent on joy bank account. But somebody says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's called Zoe, the life of God. Hallelujah. It's not dependent on this natural. We're talking about natural and spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a place where the joy of the Lord is your food. It affects the skin on your body. Don't you understand? It affects what is happening on your face. Hallelujah. Because it is the life of God. If God created your emotion, can God not furnish a table for your emotions? Hallelujah. Okay, so that's by design. So we are speaking about this resurrection of the soul. The change, the transformation. Paul said, be thou transformed. Be thou transformed. Do you know that scripture? Do you know it? Transform means go from dead soul to living soul. Go from living soul to spiritual soul. By what? By the renewing of the mind. The mind rising to a higher dimension. Hallelujah. The scripture says, we shall be changed. How? At the blowing of the seven trumpets. What would the seven trumpets do to you? Says in the changing, in the opening of the mind, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Amen. He says, this corruptible shall put on what? Incorruption. This weakness in my mind will put on dunamis. Hallelujah. Paul was praying a prayer. I pray that you might be strengthened with what? Mind. In the what? Inward man. Part of the problem we have, I have, is that my mind is too weak. My mind is too low. The energy level of my mind is too low. Hallelujah. Some of us, we cannot last 5 minutes in God's presence before we travel to Abba to shop for the week. How many people are cooking in their house now? Yeah, that's, you are here, but you're already cooking in your house. Amen. That is to show you the weakness of the mind. Not having strength and ability to seek God. To press on in the things of God. Hallelujah. And he was praying that you might be... He said, do not be conformed. That word conformed means to be molded. That is to be affected by the... Remember, you have a body. This body is the territory of the devil. This body is in the territory of the devil. And you cannot depend on the body for your life. Because the life the body will bring to you is going to bring it through the eyes. And it is called what? The lust of the eyes. The food that the body brings to the soul is death, the loss of the eyes, the pride of life, the loss of the flesh. That is the energy. That is the only energy it can bring. Hallelujah. And God is telling us, arise. Look elsewhere. Look to the real place of life. That there is a potential within you to open up to heaven. Hallelujah. Someone says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, unto the heavens. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. We will still come to our Philistines, but we'll have to move on. Now, the difference between the living soul and the spiritual soul is the mind. It's what happens to the mind. It's what happens to the mind. So the mind is critical. That is what differentiates you from a living soul. Hallelujah. Amen. What are you doing with your mind? What are you doing with your mind? Where is your mind? Where is my mind? Amen. Romans 8 answers the question for us. Because Romans 8 gives us two classes of mind. What he calls the carnal mind So there are two types of mind: the spiritual mind and the carnal mind. Where do you fall in? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the mind is that part of your soul that is connected to your spirit. Alright? So, the highest dimension of you that can reach into the heavens is the mind. Hallelujah. And that mind has ability. God has given it the ability to be conscious of God. Amen. Just like that mind has the ability to be conscious of geography, of history, biology. You go to school and your natural mind is educated. So when you go to school, it is your natural mind that is being educated. And the education people will tell you, even of all the things you learn, you never come to maybe 5%. Is it up to 10%? It's a very low percentage of it. Where are the rest of the mind? Where is the rest of the mind? Untapped. Untouched. Hallelujah. But there is a resurrection of the dead. The dead mind is rising. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. And those who are seeking God and the brethren in this hall this night are being told, are being encouraged by God to seek God. Hallelujah. Reach up. Push. Hallelujah. Into the other dimension. We have known enough of this natural mind. Hallelujah. Say amen. When I was going to get married, I had the calculator in my pocket to calculate all the rice and the fish, all the things. Well, I did very little praying. Okay, somebody said, well, that is the truth. Book, they here. How many people have book here? You have book, you know book. But do you know tabernacle here? Hallelujah! There is a spiritual mind. And there is also a natural mind. We have known enough of the natural mind. It's now time for the spiritual. Hallelujah! And that is that there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of God does what? brings understanding. Hallelujah. And Paul was praying in Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. I pray that the eyes of your mind, the eyes of your understanding. I want to tell you that your mind has an eye. Your mind has an ability to receive knowledge. When you talk of eye, it means an ability to perceive things, to be aware of things. Hallelujah. Your being aware of something can be natural with these natural eyes. When I close my eye, I can still see God. Hallelujah. Amen. Zion is rising. Are you among those who are rising in Zion? Zion is rising in the mind. Hallelujah. They are going from degree to degree. Are you among them, or is the train leaving you behind? Hallelujah. Let me tell you a story of one sister who was left behind. Hallelujah. She went to Moab. Her name is Naomi. Hallelujah. The Bible says 3 times in the year must every Israelite go to Zion. But while others were going to Zion, where was she going to? She was going to Mr. Biggs. Yes, she went to Moab. Moab means of the flesh. Amen. Moab means the flesh. Hallelujah. While others were rising and going up in Zion, he was discovering more fast food joints in Port Harcourt. Hallelujah. You say, oh, there's a new one now, he got his injunction. But he doesn't know that men are rising up in their mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are you rising? Are you going towards Moab, the flesh, going down, or are you rising? Hallelujah. And the Bible says that while she was in Moab, it was sorrow upon sorrow. It was death upon death. It was disappointment upon disappointment. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, that is not all the story. Maybe you are going to Moab. You are sowing to the flesh. The brother yesterday said, sow to yourselves what? In righteousness. When you sow in righteousness, what will happen to you? You will reap in mercy. He says, break up your fallow ground. The brother was busy sealing up the fallow ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Where are you going to? Are you among those going to Moab? Going away from Zion? Investing in the flesh? From 10-inch television to 100-inch television? Yes, that's what you're seeking. All the running around from here to Abasara, you can buy 100-inch television. Hallelujah. Or are you going up to Zion? Amen. What do you seek? What is the energy of your investment? Are you sowing to the Spirit? Amen. Or are you sowing in the flesh? And the Bible says she began to return at the barley harvest, at the wheat harvest. And she ended up at the feet of the Master. Don't you understand? I ended up becoming the great-grandmother of Jesus Christ. The same person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can go from Moab to Zion. Hallelujah. If you are seeking, if your priorities are right, God will give it to you. Amen. There is an instrument that God has given to you and given to me. It is the Spirit of God. The Bible calls it the Spirit of Adoption. And I always give the example of a forward moving machine. You know what it is? The automatic gear in a car. It's always moving forward. The Spirit of God will only move you in one direction. He's taking you to Zion. Amen. He's moving you forward more and more and more and more and more and more into God. And it is a spirit that will, that has one objective, is to make you to know God. And when you know Him, you will say, Abba, Father. That language is a language of men who have seen God. Hallelujah. Abba, Father. Hallelujah. It's like a scientist who has discovered a new law. Say, Eureka. I've seen it. This is the language of those who have broken through in the spirit. They say, Abba, Father. Hey, I have a father. I didn't know him. Now I have seen him. Hallelujah. How did you see him? He said that the Spirit has revealed those things unto us. Hallelujah. He said, eye has not seen, neither have ears heard. Hallelujah. But he said, but those things are not, some people say it has ended. I say it's just beginning. They are being revealed by the Spirit. So this Spirit begins to come down into the soul, into my will, into my desires, into my emotion, and into my mind. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible calls it the Spirit of promise. What language is that? If it is a spirit of promise, then it means that the reality has not been given. Amen. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is only a promise. Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the baptism of the Spirit. The baptism of water is the baptism of the body. How about the real man now? Hallelujah. The real man who is the soul must be baptized also. And that is the baptism of Christ. The knowledge of Christ must be brought down. You must draw it down. Who is going to draw it down? You. By rising up in the Spirit. Hallelujah. The more you can rise, the greater of Christ you are drawing down. Hallelujah. And there is no certificate of occupancy in this one. Hallelujah. Don't you understand? There is no limit. The stronger you are, the more you can draw down. Hallelujah. And the measure you draw is the measure that is your own at the end of the day. Amen. When it says every man's work shall be tried. Don't you understand? What is the work? The work is of drawing down Christ into my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. At the end of the day, it will be measured. And you shall all stand before the judgment. They're going to ask you, how much of Christ were you able to draw? Hallelujah. Say amen now. When you didn't have a job for 5 years, what were you doing? Don't you know it's an opportunity to draw Christ into your soul? Hallelujah. When you are passing through that difficult situation, didn't you know it was an opportunity for you to draw down Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. So God will bring your emotions, will bring your desires, will bring your will, will bring your mind through different experiences. And it is an opportunity to put on Christ. Hallelujah. So it says, therefore, put off the old man and put on the new man. Be renewed in knowledge after the likeness of a new man. And that new man is Christ. Hallelujah. 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 I can smell the food. Some people are hungry. Okay? So, we shall soon end. Amen. Before you shut me down, may I encourage you to rise. Hallelujah. Everybody say, rise. In your mind. Remember, there are two minds. Natural mind, spiritual mind. Hallelujah. When you go to bed this night, your mind is awake. What is it doing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The natural shut down. The spiritual is still alive. Amen. The Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. God wants to excite it, enlighten it, quicken it, revitalize it. Heaven wants to pour itself into you. But how can heaven come into you when the doors are shut? Amen. Hallelujah. I went somewhere and they were telling me that they have, in California, they have dams. They will give you a time when water will come to your farm. They tell you it is 2 a.m. That's when the water will come and you are supposed to open up your own valve so that the water will come into your farm. And if you are sleeping at that time, what is it that will happen? The water will come and pass you. You woke up in the morning, you apply to them, please, the water is really coming to my farm. They say, oh, what were you doing by 3 a.m.? Say, I was asleep. They say, sorry, sir. The train has passed. Amen. May the train not pass us. I hope you understand. God expects you to open up the valve of your mind and let the life come in. Hallelujah. There's a river that's flowing. It's called the river Euphrates. It is the river of God, the river of life. Right now, some men are shutting it off completely from their life. Don't you understand? That's why they don't feel any emotion at all. That a man will carry a man that has not offended you, carry him up and take knife and... Hallelujah. It is telling me that the river Euphrates has also opened up for me. Hallelujah. Why it is shutting for others, it is opening for other people. We are being put on notice that you can open up the well. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Amen. Life is about to come to Zion. Revival is about to come. These are not the days of mourning. These are the days of excitement. Hallelujah. Because now has come strength. Now has come deliverance to Zion. Because I know what I need to do. He says, in a moment, in the opening of the eyes of my mind. That's what it means, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. How do I open up my mind? Okay, let's talk about that one. 5 minutes, then you can go and eat. God told Joshua, he said, this book of the law must not depart out of thy mouth. That's what Joshua was doing. He had the Bible in his mouth. Is that not so? Joshua had the word in his mouth. Amen. So which mind was it that we're talking about? Which mouth was he talking about? Can't you see it? The mouth of the soul is your mind. Hallelujah. So how do you start? Start in the natural. Bring the word of God into your mind. That's the beginning point. Amen. Keep your mind on him. Amen. He says, in it does he meditate day and night. Then the waters will start flowing. It shall be like a tree planted where? In the midst of the rivers of life. Amen. The life of God will begin to run. And you have, with time, as you begin to walk with God, your mind becomes strong to rise. Becomes strong to reach out. You know the tap root, the strong ones go real down to get real nutrient. Amen. The small trees, they don't have strong roots. May God bless our minds that it will be strong. We shall be strong in God and do exploits. Amen. We shall be strong in discernment, in seeing and understanding the ways of the Lord. Amen. It's called wisdom. It's called understanding. He said, with all you're getting, get what? Wisdom and understanding. Amen. We can't get into that this night. But I want to encourage you, brethren, that there is a change in the focus of Zion. Zion has realized that we have come to Mount Zion. Don't you understand? We have come to a place where there are realities, innumerable company of angels, the spirits of just men being made perfect, to the church and general assembly of the firstborn. Don't you understand? They talk to you. They bring revelations to you. Hallelujah! You commune. There is a communion of Zion. Don't you understand? Zion is rich. Hallelujah! We have been blessed with a godly, with a goodly heritage. Hallelujah! It is a time to cast down the national spirit, the tribal spirit, the familiar spirit. The more you cast them down, the more you come into your heritage of Zion. Because you say we are of the commonwealth of Israel. Don't you understand? You are no longer a stranger. When you hold on to the national things, you are saying you are a stranger to Zion. When you reject this one comes to you. Amen. We need to turn unto Zion. We say we have come to Mount Zion. This city of the living God. Amen. And when you turn to Zion, you begin to be aware of God. You begin to be aware of the life of God. You begin to hear sounds of heaven. You begin to see the visions of that you are walking and you are seeing visions. Hallelujah. Do you know that you can see what other people don't see? It's called perception. It's called discernment. Hallelujah. You hear voices that others have not heard. Paul was hearing and seeing a vision, and others were seeing a commotion. Hallelujah. It's called the heavenly vision. You can have it every day. Amen. Brethren, the texture of the church is about to change. We shall no longer be men that do not have anything to do with the heavens. We shall begin to be men that have everything to do with the heavens and very little with the earth. Hallelujah. Though we are on the earth, we shall not be of the earth. We are of heaven. Hallelujah. Our antenna is tuned to Radio Zion. We are hearing and seeing and perceiving and partaking and holding. We come into a new fellowship in God. Hallelujah. What we are talking about is not theory. It's reality today. Amen. You can ask God, say, open my eyes afresh. Open my ears afresh. Open my heart. Circumcise my heart afresh. Let me see a new revelation of Christ. Amen. That revelation you show to Jesus Christ, show it to me. Hallelujah. The man said, do you not know I should be about my father's business? He now had another father. Don't you understand? He saw something. He said, no. I must be about my father's business. It's a new revelation. May he come to us. Can we rise and pray? Amen. Hallelujah. Just rise. Let's pray together. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to ask God to give us a new vision. We want to seek God. We want to seek the heavens. We want to reach out to the heavens within our soul. We want to put out, we want to cast down this carnal mind. I want to put on the mind of Christ. We are saying, God, open the windows of heaven. Open the eyes of my understanding. And give me visions of God. Let me hear the sounds of heaven. Let me commune with heaven. Hallelujah. I am a spiritual reality. I am a spiritual being. I have borne the image of the earth. It is now time for me to bear the image of the heavenly. I want you to pray. Amen. Just respond to God. Say, God, I want to become heavenly. I want to become heavenly minded. I want my priorities to change. I want to become God conscious. I don't want to be sin conscious. I want to be God conscious. I want to be conscious of God. I want to be conscious of the things of God. I want to hear God. I want to see God. I want to touch God. I want the reality of heaven more than the reality of this physical life. Hallelujah. That is what we seek. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In my soul. As it is done in the third heaven. Let my soul become the third heaven. I want my soul to become a heaven of God. I do not want this prince that rules over this heaven. Over this heaven. These fallen heavens. I cast out these spirits. Hallelujah. Speak to God. Break up your fallow ground. Ask God for a new vision. Ask God for a new experience. Cast out the old garment. The garment of religion. The garment of elder. The garment of preacher. The garment of so and so. Cast it off. Say, God, give me a new vision. Teach me a new song. Let me sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Hallelujah. He said, now is come salvation. And the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ. My soul has risen. My soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and my soul is escaped. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Just spend some time and talk to God. Amen.